2. Lloyd papered the white shag carpet with puppy pads and set up the playpen in his bedroom, pinching his fingers in the process. Then went into his study, fired up his computer, and began reading an article titled, "So You Have a New Puppy." Halfway through it, he became aware that Lori was sitting beside his shoe, looking up at him. He decided to feed her and found a puddle of pee in the archway between the kitchen and the living room, not 6 inches from the nearest puppy pad. He picked Lori up, set her down next to the pee, and said, "Not here." He then put her down on the pristine pad. "Do it here." She looked at him, then did her puppy waddle back into the kitchen, where she laid down by the stove with her snout on one paw, watching him. Lloyd grabbed a handful of paper towels. He had an idea he was going to be using a lot of them in the next week or so. Once the puddle was cleaned up, a very small one, there was that, he put a quarter cup of puppy chow, the recommended dosage according to So You Have a New Puppy, in a cereal bowl and mixed it with yogurt. The puppy tucked in willingly enough. While he was watching her eat, his phone rang. It was Beth, calling from a rest area somewhere in the wilds of Alligator Alley. "You should take her to a vet," she said. "I forgot to tell you that." "I know, Bethy. It was in So You Have a New Puppy." She went on as if he hadn't spoken, another trait he knew well. "She'll need vitamins, I think, and heartworm medicine for sure, plus something for fleas and ticks. It's probably a pill they eat with their food. Also, she'll need to be fixed, spayed, you know, but probably not for a couple of months." "Yes," he said, "if I keep her." Lori had finished eating and wandered away toward the living room. With a full belly, her waddle was more pronounced. To Lloyd, she looked a little drunk. "Remember to walk her."
"Right.
Every 4 hours, according to So You Have a New Puppy," which was ridiculous. He had no intention of getting up at 2 in the morning to take his uninvited guest outside. Mind-reading was another of his sister's specialties. "You're probably thinking that getting up in the middle of the night is going to be a hassle." "It had crossed my mind." She ignored this as only Bethy could. "But if you're telling the truth about having insomnia since Marion died, I really don't think it will be a hardship." "That's very understanding and caring of you, Bethy." "See how it goes. That's all I'm saying. Give the little girl a chance." She paused. "Give yourself a chance while you're at it. I worry about you, Lloyd. I worked in an insurance company for almost 40 years, and I can tell you that men your age run a much greater risk of disease after a spouse dies. And death, of course." To this he said nothing. "Will you?"
"Will I what?" As if he didn't know.
"Give her a chance?" Beth was pushing for a commitment Lloyd was unwilling to give. He looked around, as if for inspiration, and spied a turd. One single small sausage, exactly where the puddle of pee had been, 6 inches from the nearest puppy pad. "Well, the little girl's here now," he said. It was the best he could give her. "You drive safe." 65 the whole way. I get passed a lot, and some people honk at me, but any faster, and I don't trust my reflexes. He said goodbye, grabbed some more paper towels, and picked up the sausage. Lori watched him with her amber eyes. He took her back outside, where she did nothing. When he finished another puppy-rearing article 20 minutes later, he found another puddle of pee in the archway. 6 inches from the nearest puppy pad. He bent over, hands on his knees, his back giving its usual warning twang. "You're on borrowed time, dog." She looked at him, seeming to study him.